right. Kyle Cunningham fought your way into this one tonight with that LCQ and then pretty good charge there in the main event. How was it for you?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. The day started off good. I had a crash trying to pass for ninth at the end of the heat, and the LCQ was not where I wanted to be. But, man, we pulled it off, last lap pass. A lot of charging today, a lot of positives. Not completely the result we want, obviously. But, man, we've been riding good. The bike feels great. The Honda 250, Merge Racing, HRT, Freedom Power Sports, Cherokee, everyone we've had on board is doing a great job. So, it was a fun night. We'll just keep working and moving forward.
Hey, to go back to, you know, October, November, when it looked like things were going to go one way. January comes, things went a completely different way. And then you guys have put together this deal. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to process and go through. But all things considered, this is great. And you always are a guy that's in the mix. For you, I mean, this is still a success. It might not be top five finishes yet, but this is good just to be even out here considering what happened at the last part of last year.
Yeah, it was a tough situation. I mean, honestly, not sugarcoating it, like 6 weeks before Minneapolis, I wasn't even sure we were going to go racing. So fortunately, a lot of things came together. Man, we got the Sprinter a week before Minneapolis, somehow got it wrapped, and Todd drove it to the house, dropped it off. So my dad and Corey, my mechanic, have been driving it to all the races. It's been quite a bit of a scramble to get all the things done. I mean, it would have been nice to have that couple of months. But like you said, for last minute, 4.5 weeks, showing up to the race with, I rode the 450 all year last year. So I had 6 days on the 250 when I showed up in Minneapolis. So, results-wise, it's been good. We need to work on the starts, obviously. I think that's really what's killing me, the classes. I mean, even the East-West shootout tonight was pretty gnarly. There's a lot of good dudes that are really pushing the limits. So, we'll take it for what it is. We almost, after the mistakes I made, didn't get in the main. And we put it in there tonight, so we got some points. And we're going to go to Florida this week, work on some things, ride at Baggett's place, which I'm pretty excited about, and hopefully show up to Daytona ready to keep swinging.
You've been at this a while. You've kind of gone through every iteration of a career that a guy could have. Where do you feel you're at right now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through all of it. I've been on a team, been out of the back of a pickup, dad wrenching on stuff. Corey, like I said, he was out of the wrenching game for probably 8 years now, 10 years. So he called actually wondering why I wasn't on the West Coast riding, and kind of suckered him into coming back and wrenching, which is nice. So, you know, like I said, I mean, I've been through all the ups and downs. For me, the big thing is when I decide to be done racing, I want it to, you know, be on my terms, and I'm not ready to be done. The 250 thing was the quickest thing for us to put together. And like I said, we've had a ton of sponsors that I couldn't believe the support from the industry. Everybody that's come on board literally middle of January when we were showing up in February to race. So just the amount of support we have, Todd stepping up, Cherokee and Justin, it's been a pretty good thing that really came together a lot better than I planned when we showed up in Minneapolis. I mean, the seventh was, obviously, I want to do better. I've been on the podium. I've been in the top five plenty of times. But to go there with not really being on a gate since August 24th and not knowing where we were, the races have went well. I think the big thing for me, I just like to get to a point where I can get some more seat time. But, like I said, I have the help of Todd, but I am also doing a lot of the groundwork. Making the calls to sponsors, which I think has been really cool. It's been a learning curve to work with all those people one-on-one and put this whole deal together for myself. So, it's a cool thing to see it come together. Bikes look great. They're working great, like I said. We just need to get some more seat time and keep working on some things where I can be a little better. And I think we're going to keep progressing and keep getting better every weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.